went to see my physician. He said, you're definitely ill. Then said the nurse, I've seen worse, and the doctor just gave me a pill. Take one of those three times a day, don't ever stop until you're nearly dead or almost. Better keep out of the reach of children. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will. Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 on top of that. And then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Huntoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. Dr. Huntoon has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 27 years to support you when your health matters. It's his intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered from Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. And he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from our generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
This is Bruce Bagan from B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're proud sponsors of When Your Health Matters. Please appreciate that as a pool and spa builder, we are committed to making sure that you can get the most health benefits from owning your own hot water spa. And that's why we carry a full line of Sundance Spas, the world's leading manufacturer of hydrotherapy spas. Relaxation is one of the best ways to take care of your health. And when you own your own Sundance Spa, you can unwind at home every day in the privacy and comfort of your own home. Each Sundance Spa has dozens of precisely placed water jets to pamper you with their massaging bubbles. B&B Pool and Spa Center carries a full line of Sundance spas and is a factory-authorized warranty center. Come to B&B. You'll be amazed at how easy we make it to have your own personal hydrotherapy spa. We'll handle everything for you, so just sit back and relax. Visit the water professionals at B&B Pool and Spa Center, where we've been helping customers relax and enjoy their water since 1972. 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge, and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com, or call 888-706-4557. That's bbpoolandspa.com. Or 888-706-4557.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We are located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park, that is in Pooler, Georgia. Best way to get a hold of me is to call my cell phone. The cell phone is 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. That's the best way to get a hold of me because, believe it or not, I'll be the one answering the phone. If you don't want to talk to me on the phone, but you still want to communicate with me because, I don't know, you don't like to talk on the phone, you could send me an email. The email address is docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K at spineboy.com. Please don't text me because I don't get texting because I personally feel texting is a bad way to communicate. But call me, email me, stop in the office, come to a free healthcare class held every Tuesday evening at 6:30. Continue listening to the show, listen to podcasts, whatever it takes to get you the information and the understanding that you need to support your health, because this show is called When Your Health Matters. And we definitely believe in that. I want you to have the understandings that you need so that you can take back control of your health and exercise your purpose for being on the planet. The man that helps me do that each week, he's in studio with me. He's the man behind the scenes who comes up with the topics, develops the material, and asks me the questions. He's a father and a interfaith minister of all things. Amongst his daytime job of helping to make me a bigger person in the world and all of his other clients. And his name is Mark Sabin. We want to say welcome, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Well, thank you, Doc Rick. You know, it's always good to be able to come together with you each week and discuss topics that are important to people's health. And last week we were talking about the immune system, and one of the things about the immune system that really seems to be a major impact on making problems for your immune system is the amount of sugar that we're ingesting. And I just was wondering, first off, has sugar consumption expanded significantly?
Oh, hugely so, Mark, hugely so. It's the number one selling drug on the market today. And I say drug because we are addicted to it, and we go out of our minds if we don't have it. And that's basically how a drug response is, like, you know, any of the things that people can get addicted to, whether it's alcohol, whether it's drugs, whether it's sex, whether it's internet stuff, got to play your internet game kind of thing, and all of that. So we're all addicted to it, and the problem is not getting better. It's actually getting worse. So, sugar consumption has expanded.
Wow. And, you know, it's interesting because when I was looking up the research for this show, one of the things I found was a study that had shown that rats actually preferred sweetened water to cocaine, which people consider is a very addictive drug, but it was 94% more attraction to the sugar than there was to the cocaine. So it almost seems like sugar could be more addictive than a lot of the drugs that are out there.
Well, it is, which is why it's so pervasive in our society and why they put it in every food they can possibly put it into, because the manufacturer of that food now knows that we make it taste the right way for you, then you're going to come back and you're going to want more and you're going to crave more. And I'm sure we'll get into it as this show goes on, but the understanding the addictive nature and why people develop addictions and helping people to get rid of their addictions so that they don't have these imbalances in their life becomes paramount and is very, very important.
So why do we crave sugar so much?
There's many reasons, from our emotions, our self-esteem, the levels of imbalance or dysbiosis in our digestive system, and the frequency and the number of digestive system disruptors that a person experiences on a daily basis. And all of this ultimately generates the basis for craving sugar.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, when we talk about sugar, we're not just talking about the white sugar that you put in your coffee or your tea, but we're also talking about sugar that gets into your food in a whole variety of other ways.
Well, yeah, there's only three main types of food. There's proteins, there's carbohydrates, which are your sugars because they get broken down into sugars, and then there's fats. So proteins, carbohydrates, and fats, and it's going to be one of those three things, or your body's going to convert it to one of those three things in an effort to digest it. And so all fruits and vegetables, all grains, all cereals, all baked products, all of our juices, soft drinks, and similar products along with candies, etc. Those are all the different ways that we get sugar in our diet on a daily basis.
But we also, I mean, isn't sugar a necessary part of the diet? I mean, it's not just the kind of sugar we're talking about, processed sugar, but other sugars, aren't they necessary?
Well, sugar is a necessary component, but realistically, sugar is the last component that your body would need. You primarily need proteins and fats in an effort to repair and rebuild and maintain a strong and integrous immune system, and you need fats to manufacture hormones and help deal with inflammation and help to maintain energy levels within the body. And then we use sugar. Sugar is important, but not in the form that we get it in. It's important in natural forms, but there's so much that's been done to our food supply that the sugar that we get is no longer natural. Sugar ideally is meant to be the primary fuel source within the brain and the nervous system. The challenge is when you have a dysbiosis or the imbalance within your bowel system because of antibiotics and medicines and over-the-counter medicines and all the other digestive system disruptors, what ends up happening is now you grow excess amounts of yeast, and their primary fuel source happens to be sugar, which is the basis for why we crave sugar. And so when you have that imbalance or the dysbiosis in your bowel system, then you are going to become a sugar-holic person, and you're going to crave sugar all the time. And when you don't get it, your brain is going to suffer more than it already is because all the sugar is being absorbed in your bowel system anyway.
So if I understand you correctly, the sugar that is your craving. It's not you craving it. It's the yeast in your bowel system that's craving it. And when you don't get that sugar into that creatures
organisms.
And organisms in your body, you end up with this imbalance and this discomfort.
Yeah. I mean, ideally, we've talked about this before, but for the listener who's new to our show, when you take things into your body that cause imbalances within your digestive system, and those are, again, are those digestive system disruptors that I keep mentioning, the most common of them happens to be sugar. When we consume sugar, whether it's the refined form of sugar or the adult form known as alcohol, you destroy the good bacteria that helps you digest your food. It doesn't do anything to the other two components, major components in your bowel system, which is yeast and candida. So you put sugar in the system, and now they overgrow. They grow abundant. They become weeds within the system, and those weeds just take over everything. Well, the primary fuel for those weeds is sugar. So when they're out of balance and they've grown, they've run amok, so to speak, in the inside of your digestive system, then you are going to crave sugar. And the sugar that should be being absorbed and used for brain and nervous system function is being absorbed by those other two components, the yeast and the candida. And now you don't have sugar for your brain. So then your brain doesn't function properly. Compound that with being dehydrated, since your brain is 80% water. If you don't get enough water and you don't get enough fuel, everything's going to grind to a halt. Your ability to think clearly, you having cloudy thinking or congested thoughts, or not being able to remember what you came into the room for sometimes. And, you know, it's those are all things that are a byproduct of what's going on in your digestive system. And one of the reasons why that imbalance is one of the reasons why we crave so much sugar.
And yet, one of the things that's commonly thought about sugar is it's a high-energy food.
In all reality, Mark,
yeah,
it's not a high-energy food.
How so?
There's three main foods that we eat. There's proteins, there's
fats,
carbohydrates, and there's fats. Now,
right.
The proteins and the carbohydrates each create 4 calories of energy per gram.
Mm-hmm.
So proteins are 4 calories per gram. Carbohydrates are 4 calories per gram. Fats is 9 calories per gram, or 225% more energy. Now, mm-hmm. In a perfect world, your primary fuel source for the body to make the body run efficiently is fat. The primary source of fuel for your brain to make your body run efficiently is sugar that coordinates the nervous system, which regulates how the body functions, but the body burns a different fuel. The body wants to burn fat. The brain wants to burn sugar. So God created a separation there within our dietary considerations. And unfortunately, man has tried to influence that and improve upon it, improve in quotes, so to speak, because they've made everything run amok. And now we're all tremendously out of balance because we all have this digestive imbalance. We're all sugarholics, and we're all addicted to sugar in a way that it changes the way of our ability to think. It influences our sleeping. It influences our ability to heal. It causes us to get allergies, suppresses our immune system, leads to arthritis, leads to autoimmune disease, leads to fibromyalgia, leads to increased cholesterol, diabetes. I mean, we're really talking about why we have the health issues that we have in this country. And what's frustrating for me and some of my other colleagues that are the type of provider of healthcare that I am is the fact that the whole rest of the healthcare industry isn't addressing any of this. They're addressing the effects of it. They're putting people on the treadmill of treatment to treat the outcomes of this imbalance that we're talking about today. Fix the imbalance today, get rid of your sugar cravings, and you can actually recover your health and no longer create and grow and become a victim of a lifetime health issue.
Just by this one dietary change, you're saying you can do so much to address so many different health issues.
Absolutely. You get on the path of correcting this issue, and you don't have to have health problems, Mark.
It sounds so easy, but it's not so easy to do, is
it? It's not so easy to do because the powers that be are conspiring to keep you sick so that they can continue to make money off of your misery, as opposed to empowering people to no longer have sickness. If we didn't have to spend money on healthcare, how do you think society would change? We would have money to do what with?
All kinds of things,
right,
that you want to do.
We could make this world a better place because we're not stuck in misery of dealing with a health issue. But unfortunately, the pharmaceutical industry doesn't want that. And since they're the strongest lobbyists up in Washington, D.C., the politicians are being influenced by the lobbyists who are interested in keeping us stuck in this insane system. And so here we are. And if you want solutions, I'm happy to teach you how to solve the problems. But if you can't be bothered because there are people out there that don't want to change or think it's too hard to change, it's not too hard to change. You just have to put the time in and you have to know what it is that you're doing. And I can teach you all the ways of how to do it. There was a time where I was a sugar junkie. You've heard my stories. When I went away to college, I gained 36 pounds in the first 8 weeks. 18 years old, I put on 36 pounds.
That's quite a bit.
Walked into my house for Thanksgiving, and the first words out of my mom's mouth were, "My God, Rick, you're fat." Because I'd always been as thin as can possibly be, and now I went away to college, and I had all the breaks off of me, and I could go do whatever I wanted as long as I wanted, and have as many cups of pudding as I wanted, and eat as much pizza as I wanted, and drink as much beer as I wanted, and guess what? All of those empty calories that had no nutritional value whatsoever went and got stored, and that's why I put on 36 pounds in 8 weeks. And it's like, okay, so at the end of the day, probably the best thing my mom could have done was called me fat, because it crushed me. So when I went back to school for the next semester, I was in the library every day learning about what food is and what food does and this whole thing about dysbiosis and needing probiotics and everything that we've talked about for the last, I don't know, 12, 14 years.
Right, right. And it's interesting that, you know, a crisis like that, the very thing that you're sitting here and teaching people about today, you went down that path yourself. So it was going down that path
30 some odd years ago.
Yeah. Wow. So there are so many different ways that sugar gets into your diet. But if we were to even look at some of the more natural ways, I hesitate to say natural ways, but what about things like dried fruits? I mean, those are natural things.
They are natural, but what you got to understand is what have they done to create a dried fruit? They take all the water out of the system.
Right.
So what happens to the sugar concentration?
It goes up.
It goes up. So when you're eating dried fruit, you're getting a concentrated form of sugar. Mm-hmm. Even though it's natural sugar, you're getting more than what you would typically get. Or you're still getting the same amount of sugar if the sugar was filled with water. But you're getting it in a higher concentration, which means that you're going to have a stronger reaction to that concentrated sugar. Instead of just secreting a little bit of insulin as directed by the liver to absorb the sugar, the liver is going to say, "We're drowning in sugar. Pancreas, take care of this." So the pancreas is going to dump all of its insulin plus all of its reserves to absorb that sugar. But that sugar is going to be converted over to a thing called triglycerides, which is stored as fat. And it's really the fact that we eat too many carbohydrates as to why we have the obesity epidemic that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And they've told us that fat is bad for us, but we've talked in the past, and maybe we'll touch on it some more today. Fat's not bad for you. It's the sugar that turns into fat that is non-essential fat. That fat is bad for you because it can't serve the role that fat's supposed to serve. Therefore, your body goes into a defensive posture and creates damaging effects as a result of not having what it needs.
Now, I wonder if you were to ingest a lot of sugar, you know, eat a piece of cake or eat several pieces of dried fruit or something like that. Is there a reaction that you would notice in yourself that would tell you that you've got a problem that would be right away? Like, I know that with little kids, when they have sugar, they talk about this, they start bouncing off the walls and then there's a crash. The same thing happened in adults.
Absolutely. And that's the thing. But the adult has a slower response. Why? Because they've been doing it longer.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like the alcoholic. Okay. I haven't drank alcohol in over 34 years. Okay. But when I did drink alcohol, first time I drank alcohol, it was like, okay, I had this much alcohol and then I started to feel a little loopy. Next time I had alcohol, I could drink that much and maybe a little bit more. And over time, you can consume more alcohol because the response is lessened because your body's been tempered by it. Mm-hmm. It's like a guy that I grew up with, we go out on a Friday night, and I kid you not, Mark, this guy would drink a case of beer.
24 bottles?
A case of beer.
Wow.
on Friday night. He'd work it all off on Saturday. We'd go back out Saturday night, and he would drink another case of beer. And it's like, okay, well, what is he doing to his system? Well, he's a hardworking guy, so he's creating a problem for himself, but he works off most of the effect. But as I've watched him age, because I've aged as well over the last, I've known this friend of mine since I was 6 years old, so I've known him for almost 50 years,
mm-hmm.
okay? To see him now, he's got a big belly. And it's like, okay, why? Because he's been consuming carbohydrates at mass quantities every weekend for 50 some odd years kind of thing.
You know, it's funny. Years ago, I was traveling and I was a young man, and I would go around into the various towns, particularly in rural areas, and I would notice that it was almost as if you could, like the way you can tell the age of a tree by the rings in it,
right.
that you could tell a man's age by the size of his belly.
Right.
I mean, there were so many guys that you would say, oh, that's a 27-year-old belly. That's a 35-year-old belly.
Right.
It was the funniest thing, yeah. but it's really true, like your friend there. So there are other kinds of sweeteners that we tend to use, you know, of people who have pancakes and want to eat, you know, real maple syrup. Are those better than, you know, the corn syrup type sugars?
Oh, well, they're certainly better, but what you got to understand, Mark, and this is the part that the average person doesn't understand, is the fact that when you have the imbalance that we've been talking about with the excess amounts of yeast and candida, your body is going to have a response. Whether it's pure sugar or whether it's a sugar substitute or whether it's been a processed, refined, manipulated, bastardized sugar substitute of sorts, okay? Your body's a learned mechanism. Whatever it did the previous meal, it's going to repeat the same results unless it's trained not to do that. So whether you had sugar your last meal or not, if you're eating sugar as a regular staple in your diet, chances are you're going to have the same response until you train your body not to have that response, which means that you have to abstain from it for a long period of time to re-educate the nervous system to not have the knee-jerk response that it always does in terms of reacting to the sensation of food in the mouth. Oh, we got more sugar coming. Why? Because that's what we've done every day for the last 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, you say, I mean, if you're doing sugar substitutes, I think you mentioned, so you're doing something that's not really sugar, but is, so it says that it has no calories.
It's a Jedi mind trick on
the brain. But doesn't your body respond to it the same way it would as if it was sugar?
It does. These are not the droids you were looking for. No, these is not the sugar that you think you're eating, but you're going to still have the same sugar response. It's a Jedi mind trick.
Mm-hmm. So is that because your taste buds are what respond and set your body up to?
Well, it's your taste buds. It's the saliva. It's the chemicals that are in the food that mimic sweeteners without actually having the, quote, the effects of sweeteners. And it's interesting. You talked about these energy drinks, et cetera, where, you know, there's this one out there that helps to increase your energy for about 5 hours, all right?
Right.
And you read the label of it, and it says that it has no calories. Well, let's understand this. Energy is a unit. Calories are a unit of energy. That's how you measure energy production in the body, is measured by calories. So if you're taking this drink that lasts for 5 hours of energy, and it's got no calories in it, where's the energy coming from that you're going to have? Well, it's an artificial stimulation because it's got caffeine in it.
Right.
So the caffeine is a chemical stimulant that pushes the body to have energy without actually taking in what causes the body to produce energy. So what is it that you're doing?
Okay, you must be burning it from somewhere.
Yeah, so you're actually burning the system that helps you regulate normal sugar balance. You're burning it out. And then as you get older, your body's going to have all sorts of cool issues that are pretty much growing and waiting for you, certainly if you have the digestive imbalances that we've been talking about.
I mean, is that something you're seeing in your practice, that people who have been doing a lot of these kind of high energy
drinks? At the end of the day, most people that come to my office, they fill out a 5-day diet history, and I ask them about it, and we go over their 5-day diet history, and I want to understand what it is that they're doing. And I tell them, when I give them the 5-day diet history, listen, I don't care what you're doing. I just need to know what you're doing. Because if I'm going to give you guidance, I need to know what you're doing so that I can give you the right guidance. So if you leave something off your diet because you think that it's you're going to be embarrassed and have to justify why you would do that, because you already know that you probably shouldn't be eating it, but yet you are, I don't care that you're doing it. I'm going to instruct you on how not to do it and how to get out of the addiction to it so that you cannot do it. Mm-hmm. But I need to understand if you are doing it or not.
Yeah, it'd be helpful to be able to help somebody.
Right. If I accurately understand the situation, then I can give you the proper advice. If you give me part of the story but not the whole story, then the advice I may give you may not be applicable.
So important to know that and to realize that that is really true for so many things. So it's about transparency, which we talk about in a lot of different areas today, and it's important here. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I want to talk to you some more about sugar and some of the issues that arise from our overconsumption of it.
Absolutely, but please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Do you have health concerns? Are you or a loved one struggling with a health condition that has you worried? Worried it might get worse? Worried you will never be able to do the things you love anymore? Worried your life is slowly slipping away? Do you have a chronic pain condition? Do you have a specific health concern? Do you have concerns about your child's health? Do you want to learn about health and wellness? If you said yes to any of these questions, you need to go to spineboy.com. Spineboy.com is your information center for all your health concerns and how to restore and improve your health to its highest level. Spineboy.com has over 1,000 articles on different health concerns. Spineboy.com will inform you about your health concerns and what you can do without all the harmful medications and invasive surgeries. If you would like to restore and improve your health, go to Spineboy.com. 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 Naturally.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That is in Pooler, Georgia. We are at Suite 404 of Building 400. And the best way to get a hold of me, other than walking into my office and looking me in the eye, is to call me on my cell phone. My cell phone number is 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. And that rings in my pocket and is usually on my person all the time. You can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K at spineboy.com. Come to a free class. Whatever it takes, I just want to help you be healthy if you have a health issue. And if you don't have a health issue, good for you. Teach your friends how to not have health issues. But since most Americans have health issues, I want to see what I can do to put an end to that. And so Mark and I are talking about one of the major reasons why we have health issues, and that's our good friend sugar.
Yeah, so it's really a major culprit in all these health conditions that we're talking about.
It's actually the main culprit, Mark. In all the various forms it comes in and all the ways that it's hidden from us, it's the chief way that we disrupt our digestive system and create immune system concerns.
Wow. And is that because sugar is responsible, first of all, for inflammation, which is considered one of the major things that's problematic for our health?
Right. Well, the situation is sugar that has been refined and processed and stripped of all of its nutrition, and as a result, the body responds with inflammation due to a lack of what nature put there that man has bastardized in an effort to make a profit. And it starts there. All health problems, Mark, they start there. If we eliminated sugar from our diet, we would live longer and healthier lives with no huge health care crisis.
Wow. That's a pretty powerful statement.
And it's so simplistic.
Yeah.
And we think it has to be complex, and we think it has to be really involved, and that it's got all these different factors that we need to consider. Yeah, if you start at the butt end of the equation, that's true. You're going to have to deal with all the effects, so those are factors. But if you go back to the source of the equation, mm-hmm. you're only dealing with one thing. fix the one thing and everything else after that changes. And then you don't have a bunch of factors in which to deal with, like heart disease and diabetes and cancer and high blood pressure and autoimmune disease. All of those are a manifestation of a digestive system imbalance with a lack of proper nutrients.
So, I mean, with all this said, I mean, it seems that if you're already down the pathway where you have a health condition, where you may even have a full-blown disease, like heart disease you mentioned, or diabetes, clearly you could help yourself by not consuming this sugar, but could you actually recover from your health problems?
If you do the right thing, okay, taking sugar out of the equation is going to help the situation, but it's not going to change the microbiome.
Mm-hmm.
And the microbiome and its dysfunctional, out of balance form is going to be patient. It's going to wait. And you're going to have a moment of weakness. And you're going to crack that door open and you're going to let some sugar back in. And then you're going to hell in a handbasket because you can't close the door anymore and you can't reel it back in and get back in control of it. And this is the battle that people have all day, every day with their dietary choices. And if you're stressed and you've got 20 minutes for lunch because you worked a little bit longer and but you got to get back because you got to be, you know, you're on the clock or what have you. So what are you going to do? You're going to go run and get something fast food, something simplistic, and you're going to stuff it in your pie hole and never actually chew it, and it's going to just wreak havoc on your system. And this is the kind of stuff that people do all day, every day for years to set themselves up for disease processes like diabetes and high cholesterol and hypertension and autoimmune disease and heart disease and cancers and all of these things. And it's like, okay, well, if you want to put the brakes on that, get out of that car, get in a different car that's going to take you to a place called being healthy. I not only can show you how to get in the car, I'll drive you there.
Mm-hmm.
But it requires your desire to change your current circumstances. And when you have that desire, I will foster you to get better results and show you the improvement so that you know you're headed in the right direction. And eventually you'll be the one driving the car because you'll be able to go wherever it is that you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And a good majority, dare I say, about 70 to 80% of my patients that I go up to New York and treat once a month, okay, all of those people are self-sufficient health people.
Uh-huh.
Okay. They know how to take care of themselves, and they use me for their hun tune-up once a month to make sure that, you know, the oil is proper and their air filter is flowing and, you know, the spark plugs are properly gapped and they're using the proper gas for their car, and their car runs like a well-oiled machine.
It's you know, with everything that we're talking about sugar and being able to take sugar out of your diet and the difficulty of doing that for some people because, as you say, that this is kind of the quality that makes it addictive, is that once you reopen that door, even if you've stopped eating sugar for a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks, and then you decide, I'm just going to have that piece of cake, or I'm just going to have that glass of wine or whatever it might be. You open that door again, it's pretty hard to shut that door.
That's right, because the yeast and the candida that crave sugar, that feed off of sugar as a primary fuel, you've actually put them into starvation. And their being in a starvation mode is what alters your brain chemistry, because the sugar is supposed to be used for the brain for normal functioning. So if you're dehydrated and you got this dysbiosis and they're now starving, then your brain isn't going to function properly. You're going to have cloudy thinking. You're going to have those foggy moments. You're going to have that I can't remember things. You're going to have those things go on. And guess what? Then you can't think clearly. So what kind of choices do you think you're going to make?
You're not going to make clear choices.
What kind of choices do you think you're going to make when your system is starving for sugar and you're hungry?
You're going to want sugar.
Probably.
Yeah.
Okay. And knowing how to unravel that, knowing how to stop that, and then knowing how to repair it so that you don't continue to have the insane circumstances that everybody in this country is living with, that's the process that everybody needs to go through.
Mm-hmm.
And I've figured out ways to do that as fast as possible so that people don't have to, you know, continually be addicted to sugar.
So are there ways to get rid of the population of yeast and candida in the body?
Oh, absolutely. There's a very specific supplement that we give that digests the excess amounts of yeast and candida. But while you're lowering those excess amounts, they're taking the space of the good bacteria that you should have. So in combination of the Candida yeast removal supplement, you need to put back in a probiotic supplement to help increase the good bacteria. So you bring all three components back into balance. And now you can eat more rationally because now everybody's working in harmony with each other. Mm-hmm. Your brain's going to be functioning properly. Your digestive system's going to function properly. You're going to be healing better. You're going to be sleeping better. You're going to have more energy, et cetera. Now you're talking about a body that has potential for health as opposed to a body that has potential for disease.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, one of the issues that obviously is plaguing America right now is the obesity crisis. And I know we've talked about it before, and you talk about the fact that obesity is actually a starvation disease, not one of just overeating. You're overeating for a reason. You're overeating because
the food that you're eating doesn't have any nutritional value to it. It's been stripped of all of its nutrition. It's a bunch of sugar-laden, wasted calorie food. So you eat it in an effort to solve the puzzle that your body needs fuel. You give it a false fuel. You give it the Jedi mind trick fuel. Mm-hmm. And then you get a high, and then you get a crash. And the crash is much harder than the high is. So you think, well, I'll just have some more of that so I can go back to getting the high. Except, as we talked about earlier, the response that you're going to get is going to be tempered. It's going to be less over time. Why? Because your body's developing a habit of knowing what to do with that, and you don't get the same response because it's fatiguing because you're not actually eating any real food to help the body maintain normal energy and normal integrity.
Yeah, you develop that tolerance for it, and then that increases how much you need in order to feel the same way. Now, one of the things I wanted to talk to you a little bit about in the sugar show is what's happening with this high fructose corn syrup, because there seems to be indications from a variety of sources that high fructose corn syrup takes sugar to a whole other level of deteriorating your health. And so I wanted to see what your perspective on that was, because clearly you have a feeling that all the sugars we're taking in excess. And we go all the way from the natural sugars that you would find in fruits and vegetables into the processed sugars that you might find in wheat and things like that. Mm-hmm. Then we talk about the table sugar.
And they refine it more, and they bastardize it, and they chemicalize it, and they turn it into what's called high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah, so can you talk a little bit about that?
So high fructose corn syrup is not actually natural. The Corn Growers Association, they had commercials on, I don't know when the commercials were on, but they used to tell you that, you know, it's the high fructose corn syrup is, quote, made from corn. That was an example of them trying to do a Jedi mind trick on society.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yes, it started out as corn, but corn isn't even corn anymore because they've genetically modified it over the last 60 years in an effort to produce more of it. So they mm-hmm. take the corn that is no longer real corn, and they put it through the processing plant, the chemistry lab, etc., and they turn it into high fructose corn syrup, which actually depletes the body of its normal nutritional values and causes the body to become deficient in all of those necessary ingredients. And ultimately, over time, it actually acts as like a poison. Interestingly enough, when my brother was in the Navy for 20 some years, and he was an E-2 Hawkeye pilot and became a commander, etc., he served in the Gulf War. And in the process of serving for the Gulf War, when he came back, you know, we would sit around at Christmas time or whenever he was home, whatever the holiday was that he happened to not be on tour or something or other, we would talk, and I would ask him just to explain to me what goes on over there and give me a sense of what it is. And they had man-made docks, if you will, where they had all of these soft drinks that would sit in pallets on the docks for all the military personnel.
Mm-hmm.
Yet it's, in my brother's words, Rick, it's hot as bejesus over there. It's just 120 degrees every day. There's no shade. There's no growth of plants. It's just brown, dirty, desert stuff. And so you got all these soft drinks that are sitting on these pallets that are baking in the sun. And then the military personnel are drinking those. Well, guess what happens to the high fructose corn syrup with the aspartame and all of that that's been baking in the sun for long periods of time? It creates a neurotoxin.
Really?
It creates a neurotoxin that they're now drinking on a regular basis, are given military guns in which to go out and execute their duties appropriately. And those neurotoxins are going to affect how their body functions. And that's one of the contributors to what was eventually known as the Gulf War Syndrome. And so I would plead with my brother, please don't drink any of those soft drinks that have been baking out in the sun, because you're consuming essentially what's going to become a neurotoxin to your system, and who knows what's going to develop as a result of that. So we need to be understanding of when we start to take nature and we refine it in an effort to create profit and an effort to create a business. High fructose corn syrup itself, corn starch, corn meal, all of those things that have been extracted from corn that grows out of the ground that's already been genetically modified is really not something that is fit for consumption. Yet we're eating it. And so what ends up happening is fructose is a five-ringed structure. Glucose is a six-ringed structure. Okay? So in order to take the five-ringed structure and turn it into a six, it has to be modified, which makes it more complex than what the body would typically expect. So the body has to go through a conversion process to take this five-ring structure and turn it into a six-ring structure. And in the process of doing that, it changes the way that your body responds to sugar, but it changes it in a way that's not healthy. Okay? And so what ends up happening is because you're eating one of these artificial, it's not the ideal form of sugar, okay, then your body has to figure out how to deal with it, and it just stresses the whole system out and causes the system to short circuit and, again, continues to cause you to be addicted to it.
Wow.
And so what we want to make sure that we're not consuming corn syrup or high fructose corn syrup or any of those things. And it's interesting, you look at some of these soft drinks, and there's corn syrup in there like six times.
In six different ways, yeah. Right. They're disguising it more and more.
And it's like, okay, well, what are we doing? So 90% of what it is that gives it any level of sweetness is one of these fructose corn syrup type things.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, it's just, again, we got to pay attention to what we're doing. It's interestingly enough, because I offer a service that's available to our listeners. It's called Shop with the Doc. And what I love to do is I love to go to the grocery store with some of my patients or people who want to be my patients. And we just walk up and down the aisles and we have interesting conversations about, you know, go pick a food off the shelf and let's take a look at it. Let's learn something about whether that's a good choice or a bad choice or just kind of a middle of the road choice.
Mm-hmm.
And when you sit down with people and you talk about it and you get their perspective or what they think, you know, I ask them, tell me what you think about this particular food. Do you think it's healthy, not healthy? Oh, you look on the label. If you're misled by the label. Like vegetable oils say no cholesterol in them. That's because they're made from vegetables and vegetables don't contain cholesterol. But what you don't understand is if you now take that vegetable oil that has no cholesterol in it and you go heat it and then you consume the heated oil, it's going to create damage to your cells, which is going to cause your body to produce more cholesterol. So the vegetable oil with no cholesterol in it, when it's been heated and then consumed, now increases your cholesterol, even though it comes with no cholesterol in it.
Right. It's not just ingested cholesterol.
So these are the kinds of things that I teach people when we go food shopping. And when you give somebody the understanding of what it is that they're buying and they can see for themselves, the next time they go food shopping, they can make better, more informed choices so that they can actually start to get in front of their problem as opposed to always chasing their problem.
Fascinating. Fascinating. This is a great conversation, Doc Rick. We need to make another short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the Alternative Healthcare Network.com. When we get back, I'm going to close out this show with a few more questions about sugar and what people can do to get off that train.
Absolutely. But please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor, and you're listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Dr. Huntoon is pleased to announce a new program for current practice members or any prospective new patients. It's called Shop with the Doc, where individuals, a family, or other small groups can go to the grocery store or health food store and learn these valuable tips. What to buy to be healthy. What not to buy to be healthy. How to pick out foods specific for your unique health concern. Why it's important to pay attention to ingredients. How to read labels. And much, much more. To find out more about Shop with the Doc, call 845-561-BACK or email Dr. Huntoon at docrick@spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you are listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We are located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That is in Pooler, Georgia. We're in Suite 404 of Building 400. My direct phone number is my cell phone, which I would encourage you to call me if you want to talk. The phone number is area code 845-561-2225. Again, that's 845-561-2225. Or you can email me directly at docrick, that's D-O-C-R-I-C-K, at spineboy.com. docrick at spineboy.com. And so, Mark, here we are. We've been talking a little bit about sugar, et cetera, and its detrimental effects to our health, et cetera. What sort of questions?
I mean, one of the biggest ones is obviously that when you eat too much sugar and your body can't process it, it stores that as fat. But that's not, I mean, you said that fat is a necessary part of your diet, but the fat that you're storing on your body, that's holding on to other things, isn't it?
Yeah, this is called non-essential fat, non-valuable fat, non-fat that you're not going to really turn into energy the way that fat would normally turn into energy. So this isn't going to create 225% more energy than sugar will. This is actually going to get, when your body wants to burn it, your body's going to convert it back to sugar. And then you'll burn that as sugar because it isn't fat. It's in a non-essential storage form of fat. So at the end of the day, if you have obesity, weight management issues, and you've stored too much sugar, you have to activate that sugar so that you can burn it. And you're not going to activate it by eating more sugar.
So, because I know you've helped other patients that you've had come back from severe obesity and lose a lot of weight.
Right.
So obviously, at some point, you must be burning that fat off, right? I mean, is that part of the process of when you go back, when you go into a healthy eating regimen?
Right. When you start to eat health, your body says, well, we don't need this anymore. We can get rid of it. We don't have to hold on to it anymore. Or when you're missing certain components because your diet choices have been stripped of their nutrients, so you can't really burn it. When you start eating real food, now you get more of those components that you need to burn it. So good, now you can burn it. You know, we've talked about that one patient of mine that lost over 165 pounds with no exercise. And we were able to help her do that by giving her high quality whole food and whole food supplements. And when you give the body what it needs, the body looks at what it doesn't need and gets rid of what it doesn't need.
As I recall, she wasn't exercising or anything at that time.
She couldn't exercise.
Right.
Yes, she still lost 165 pounds.
So clearly eating right is kind of the most significant thing you can do to change your health.
Right.
But it's not necessarily possible if you do have a problem with sugar, if you have diabetes or obesity or any one of the other number of different kinds of conditions that may result from an overconsumption of sugar and you want to get off that, it's not just that you can just simply change your diet. I mean, I'm sure that will do good, but you probably need some advice and help on how to supplement what you're doing in order to take care of your health.
With any particular health imbalance, the only question you need to understand is why you have it. And so when you come to my office, we answer the question why. Most doctors' offices never go as far as answering the question why, which is why we still have health issues. If you answer the question why, problem solved. Okay? If you have a little kid and their favorite word is why, because they're just trying to understand things, if you don't give them a strong enough reason why, they're going to come back with another why. So ideally, if you want to be a good parent, you want to be a good teacher, you want to be a good mentor, always be answering the question why. And when you address the why, then the problem goes away. We don't address problems in this country. We like to think we address problems, but we certainly haven't addressed the healthcare problems.
No, we haven't.
Because nobody's answering the question why, because nobody understands why. Obviously, the American Heart Association has spent... How much money do you think looking at heart disease?
Oh, probably in the billions of dollars.
Right. It's less than a 5-minute conversation to solve heart disease.
I mean, the thing is, we talk about it all the time, is what happens is you now have heart disease, we're treating heart disease.
Right.
What you're talking about is, let's not have heart disease.
How do we make it so you never have heart disease?
Right.
That's why I got into this profession, Mark. You're aware of this. I originally wanted to become a cardiac surgeon.
Right.
And when I went to see one of my mentors and he helped fix a problem that I had an epiphany while I was on his treatment table. Wow, instead of treating end-stage heart disease and winning some and losing some and having to explain to families, I'm sorry I did everything I could and your loved one still passed, I'm very sorry, have a nice day. I said, well, what if I just fix heart disease so people don't have to die of heart disease?
And now I've heard other heart surgeons who actually have had careers as heart surgeons who have looked at this very issue that we're talking about today and said that the reason that they had all these patients come in them for heart transplants or for bypasses or whatever the surgery was because of the damage that had been done to their vascular system due to the sugar consumption.
Right. It's not rocket science, and when I've talked to rocket scientists, they reassure me that you're right, Dr. Rick. This isn't rocket science. This is nutrition.
Well, the thing about your body is that, you know, when God made your body, God did a pretty darn good job of it. And if you can treat it right and take care of it in the right way, which is to follow the course that nature has provided us, you're going to be able to keep your health much more readily than you are if you're going to go and just be hooked up to some machine on a daily basis or
right.
some kind of toxic medication.
And I think there's an important message in terms of what you just said. When man tries to put themselves above God by improving upon what God created, you're only going to have problems because God is the highest source. God is the source of everything.
Right.
And if you bastardize, change, manipulate, control, push, pull, whatever you do to the source of information to get it to be the way that you want, you're going to be creating problems. And yeah, sugar tastes good. Sugar is addicting and all of that. And it's nice that we, you know, have the ability to have that sometimes occasionally, but you know what? Realistically, I think we need to wipe it off the face of the earth so that we can actually take care of all of our brothers and sisters and not have the disease processes that we have. But,
so true.
You know.
So true. I mean, I know you used to, I don't know if you still do, but you used to race your car on a track. And if you've ever gotten into a skid and you try to correct the skid and it gets worse and worse and worse,
right.
and these lead to crashes, if you can learn how to control the car before it goes into the skid, you're much better off.
Best way to do that, Mark, is just go get an all-wheel drive car.
There you go.
Because then you get power to all four wheels, and then you don't have to worry about those things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my car basically sticks to the road very, very well because it's been engineered to do that. But in all seriousness, at the end of the day, what's important for all of us listening and for all of us to consider, because we all have the problem that we've been talking about today,
yeah.
we are all addicted to sugar. Okay, you need to get in front of the problem and stop chasing the problem.
And if somebody wants to get in front of that problem and talk to you, what's the best way to reach you?
As always, we've mentioned it several times because we always do. They should call me on my cell phone, area code 845-561-2225. I will answer the phone and I will talk to you like a human being. You can email me with your questions. You can come to a free healthcare class. You can come to the office. You can write me a letter. You can do whatever it is that you want to do to communicate. Personally, I just want to give you the understanding that you need. Go to my website. My website is a wealth of information that teaches you the real truth about how to help your situation. There's articles on there that answer the question, why am I addicted to sugar? There's articles on there as to why I don't heal. There's articles on there as to why does it take so long for my body to heal. There's all these different articles that can give you the foundational understanding that you need to start to get in the front seat of your health, so that you can actually go to a place called Better Health. And the choice is yours, and it's 100% up to you. I do what I do all day, every day. I'm in my office every single day. I'm on the radio every single week. I'm here to help you understand how to get your health back. But you have to take the initiative.
And I suggest that anybody out there listening who is dealing with a health problem, take the initiative. It'll be well worth your time and the investment of that time to go give Doc Rick a call.
Excellent. So,
and I look forward to speaking to you next week. So,
yeah, and I want to thank you for putting this show together and for helping us move the show in the direction that we went in. I hope it was good for you, the listener. Please tune back in next week. Same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying, I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.
What started out as a headache has become a pain in the butt. What was just an itchy finger now is a swollen foot. Doctor, I've been out of breath, and I've never walked up a hill. Avoid all diet and exercise, I'd rather give you a pill.
The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will? Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 on top of that. And then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill. I looked on the internet, checked out a medical site. It said you may not be depressive, but then again you might. If you're worried that you are, then take this simple test. Obviously you need a pill, you know how one is best. The thing is, there might be some side effects. Oh, I'd heard that before. I've been rushing back to the doctor. He said, are you looking for more? On top of that, 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 I grabbed.